going to give it up top to Spratt, who's going to set it up. Mountain Home looks like they're going to start in a man-to-man here against Dumas. Reddick's going to try to feed the ball down low. It's going to go Kilgore, and it's going to be taken away from Mountain Home.
It's a kind of tough start for both teams so far.
Yeah, both turnovers for both teams. McLean has it up top. Kicks it out to Blaine, who's going to set the offense up. Zone look from Dumas here as Mountain Home works it back and across the top of the key. McLean's going to have it in the corner. He's going to kick it offside. Gilbert, deep three, and it is going to be rim out. No good. Podwowski fights for the rebound and is going to come away with it for Reddick, for Dumas. 6:58, no score left as the drive is going to be in the inside by Spratt. Spratt is going to be fouled going up with it. They're going to get Blaine Tate. It's going to be Blaine's first personal foul. It's going to send Spratt to the line shooting two here with 6:55 in this opening quarter. Trying to get on the board here for the first time tonight with a minute and five gone in this opening quarter. Spratt's first free throw is up. It rolls around and is no good. You have problems over there trying to figure out that stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Tough, yeah, it's it's trying to figure out how to put the score up on the video feed.
Spratt, second free throw, rolls around, no good. Battle for the rebound is going to come way with Kilgove. Kilgove's going to set it back up for Dumas with a fresh 35 on the clock. Spratt's going to drive left lane. He's going to go up, and this time he's going to get a two. 2-0 here, 6:41 left in this game. Dumas going to extend their pressure up to about three-quarter court. Mountain Home gets it to McLean. McLean offside. Gets it back up top to Blaine Tate. Blaine's three, up and no good. Jackson Corp skies for the offensive rebound. Tries to go up with it. It's going to be knocked away. Dumas is going to come out of there with it. Spratt's going to bring it up the left sideline. He's going to go for a deep three. It's going to roll around, no good. It's going to hit the top of the backboard. It's going to be out of bounds Mountain Home's way. Still no score for the Bombers as the Mountain Home faithful still standing on their feet. 6:17 left. Dumas has kind of a 2-1-2 deep pressure here. Mountain Home with McLean and Gilbert throwing it across the top of it. Now Gilbert's going to be trapped. Finally get away to Tate. Tate, left corner. Corp, three on the way. No good. Rebound comes away for Tayshawn Henderson for Dumas. Dumas back quickly with it as Reddick's going to get it to the corner to Spratt. Spratt's going to drive. He's going to spin, and they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to get Spratt out of control as he tried to spin back to his right side. He caught Blaine Tate in the jaws. It's going to be the first personal foul for Spratt. Still 2-0 here, 5:50 left in this opening quarter.
Mount Home's getting some shots. They're just not falling at the moment.
They are. Podwowski catches it left corner. Still a kind of a pressured zone defense here for Dumas. As the Mount Home's going to work around the top. McLean drives it to the center. It's going to be stolen. Reddick taking it left side. He's going to drive. And there is Rhett Gilbert right there on the call as he is going to draw the player control foul. They're going to get Billy Reddick for his first personal foul. That is the team second here of this first quarter.
Back-to-back charge. You got to like that from the defense.
Yeah, good hustle defense. Those are hustle plays for your defense from Mountain Home. Still 2-0, 5:26 left in this first quarter. Mount Home getting good shots, like Matt mentioned earlier, unable to get them to fall. It's going to be a backdoor lob to Podwowski. Podwowski catches it, kicks it out to Gilbert. Gilbert, three, on the way, and it is good. And that's going to break Mount Home's scoreless streak with a three from Rhett Gilbert. 3-2, Bombers have the lead with 5 minutes left in this opening quarter.
There's that one we got to fall. Maybe that will get us going.
Got to see that lid come off that basket as Dumas has the ball up top. Reddick setting up the offense. Mount Home in their matchup zone here. Dumas is content staying deep as Spratt's going to drive middle of the lane. He's going to go up left-handed, and he's going to finish it on the left side. He's a slippery little guard for Dumas as it's 4-3 here now, Dumas.
Yeah, that was a good move. Just get by his defenders for that layup.
Back quickly is McLean as he beats the pressure. Gets both feet to the middle of the paint. Puts up a two, and it's good. Mount Home has their second lead here of the night, 5-4. 4:25 left in the opening quarter. Spratt for Dumas going to set the ball up. they're finally going to get inside of Reddick. Reddick's going to think better of it, kick it back out top. Because now Reddick's going to come get the ball from Kilgove, and they're going to set it up here. 10 on the shot clock. Mountain Home's defense, Reddick's going to pull up a deep three, and he's going to miss everything. He shot that ball probably 12 feet behind the three-point line. He's pointing at the shot clock. There was still 8 seconds left on the shot clock, but he shot it up. He misses everything. It's going to be Mountain Home's ball. Gilbert McLean throwing over the top of this pressure from Dumas. 3:50 left in this opening quarter. Both teams sitting back in the zone, each other trying to figure each other out. Gilbert's going to get it to the corner to Podwowski. And they're going to get Podwowski with an offensive foul. I agree with the call. Podwowski caught it in the corner. He tried to get a moving screen there, and the official was right on there. That's going to be his first foul of this opening half, team second in this first quarter. Dumas going to bring the ball up. Mountain Home kind of extending their zone a little bit. I said both teams in the zone on the defense. Other teams kind of content bringing the ball out and trying to set up an offense. Dumas going to get inside of Kilgove. Kilgove's going to pull up free throw line extended. It's going to roll around. No good. Ryder McLean comes away with it from Mountain Home. He's back quickly with it as he drives through all the pressure. Nice little fadeaway turnaround. Looks like a duplicate of the shot he just had. That's four on the night already for Ryder. 7-4 Mountain Home.
He's got picking up where he left off over there at Northrock. He really had a great game against Fair Grove.
When he gets his feet in the paint, it is a good shot for Ryder. Back quickly the other way. Spratt's going to hit a deep three, wow. And it is going to be good.
Hey, he was way long distance there.
7 points already for Spratt. It's 7-7. He's got all of Dumas' points. 2:45 left in this opening quarter. Good crowd tonight, Matt, as Tate has it up top.
Yeah, combine that with what we're seeing at the junior high gym. We're really having good attendance in this so far.
Tate's going to drive through the zone. He's going to get to the rim, and he's going to put it in for two. 9-7 Mountain Home. Nice move there by Blaine Tate. Reddick back with it as he's going to get it over top to Spratt. They're going to get it to the high post to Kilgove. Kilgove's going to drive rain, pump fake. Rick Gilbert's going to fall for it, and Kilgove's going to go up and under. He's going to hit his first two, and that's going to be 9-9. 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. McLean, same shot. He's going to get his feet to the paint. He's going to put up two more. That's already six for the senior guard.
Yeah, he's really, just the last couple games, he's just really kind of taking charge for Mount Tolman. Wow, speaking of taking charge, good job by Rhett Gilbert.
Excellent job by Rhett Gilbert. He's going to get in front of Spratt. That's going to be Spratt's second foul. That's the second charge already by Rhett Gilbert. Mount Home's going to get the ball through the turnover. They're going to throw it over the top of this zone as it's Tate and Gilbert. Trying to navigate how to get it. Ryder's fighting at the high post as we had Deshaun Nora come in for Dumas in that break. Ball's going to be kicked out top. Rhett Gilbert, deep three, rolls around, no good. Rebound's going to come away. That's going to be Marshall who checked in at that last pick for Dumas. He's going to get to Spratt. 1:18 left, Mountain Home leading 11-9. Spratt and Nora going to play guard up top as they're going to get the ball down to Reddick. Reddick's going to drive. He's going to kick it back, and it is going to be handed off to Nora. Nora's going to get fouled as he's going up. That is going to be Tyler Podwowski. It's his second team foul. And it's going to send Deshaun Nora to the line shooting two for Dumas. Nora's first free throw is going to be up. It's going to be long. Whoa. Off the back of the rim. No good.
Well, he really put a lot on that free throw.
Yeah, that was look good. As Ethan Rosa, the senior guard, is going to check in for Tyler Podwask, who's going to leave with two fouls. Mount Home still leading 11-9. Nora up. He missed that one short, but down for Dumas. He's going to kick it back out top as Marshall's going to set it up. 25 on the shot clock, 56 on the game clock. Dumas will have to shoot as Reddick has the ball up top. Reddick's going to drive on Blaine Tate. He's going to get both feet to the paint. He's going to shoot the ball up. It's going to be no good. Ryder McLean's going to sky for the rebound. Blank take quickly with it as he gives it to Rosa. McLean gets it as the trailer. He's going to put the three up. It's going to be no good. Ball's going to be tipped around out of bounds. They're going to say the ball belongs to Mountain Home. 33.5 on the game clock, 34 on the shot clock. And so they're going to say turn the shot clock off here.
Yep.
Mountain Home can hold for the last shot of this quarter as they're set to inbound it after the rebound was knocked out of bounds. Dumas going to go into a man-to-man here to finish this quarter. Tate up top as he's guarded by Marshall. Mountain Home going to hold for the final 20 seconds here and get one shot off at the end of this quarter. 13 left as Gilbert's now going to put the offense in motion. Tate's going to try to drive, looking. He's going to have Ethan Rosa slip off the screen, and Rosa's going to put the two in from Blaine Gilbert. 2 seconds left, and that's how this quarter's going to end, as Dumas is going to get a three-quarter shot. Heave. It is no good. Mountain Home is going to finish this first quarter leading 13-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Here's Dr. Nick Sauter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Sauter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem. Here's Dr. Nick Sauter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Sauter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
And we're back here at the hangar as Mountain Home has a 13-9 lead early against the Dumas Bobcats here in this opening quarter of the Atlas Asphalt Tournament. It's nice to be at home, right, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. Tell you, it's and again, you said earlier, it's been a really good crowd so far in this event.
Everybody's excited to see is Dumas going to inbound the ball here to start this second quarter, but everybody's excited to have some basketball, I think. Reddick's going to have the ball on the right side. He's going to try to get the ball down low to Nora. Nora is going to have the ball knocked away, but it's going to be knocked off of Mountain Home. 18 on the shot clock, 7:42 left here in the second quarter.
You know, we said this is going to be a hard fight to battle so far. That's proven to be true.
It's true. I agree. Spratt set the inbound the ball. He's going to throw it all the way in the backcourt to Marshall.
Very close to backcourt, by
it was. Marshall going to give it back to Spratt as he gets on the left wing. He's going to put the three up, and it is good. That's Spratt's 10th point tonight as Mount Home still leads 13-12, but he's got 10 of their 12.
How many threes have you got so
far? That's two threes
okay.
For him.
He can shoot, that's for sure.
Tate's going to bring it in motion. Dumas going to switch to man-to-man. They've been in the zone all day, and Tate's going to drive the ball in the lane. High arching shot. It's going to bounce off the rim. No good. Dumas comes away with the rebound. Reddick brings it left side. He's going to go all the way across the right, put the ball up, and it is going to be good, and he is going to take the foul. We're going to get Ryder McLean on the foul. It's his first, team's first here of the second quarter. But Reddick is going to be able to finish the shot, and he's going to go to the line, try to get three the old way. Dumas has everybody back. Mountain Home on the line with nobody there. Reddick's free throw up. It is no good. Mountain Home comes away with the rebound. Still has a trailing now, 14-13.
Fourth lead change of this game so far, too.
Come on, Rose, up three.
But we get one more, and that's it, Matt, as Tate's going to put the offense into motion. Gilbert has it right wing. To work it back up top. Got a nice screen. Ethan Rosa comes around the curl. Three-pointer, no good. Court battles for the rebound, but it's going to come away by Marshall. Marshall quickly with it to Reddick. Reddick's going to drive. He's going to spin move out of control, but they are going to call a foul. They're going to get zero. Jackson Corp. It's going to be his first, team second here of this second quarter. She'll send Reddick to the line. Reddick has just missed his last free throw.
So far, they're really struggling from the line as a team.
Yeah, none of them have been really close as that one clinks off the back iron. Now Dumas is going to bring in some rebounders here. I think they've seen the same thing we've seen, Matt, as Kilgore and Nora is going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Second free throw up by Reddick. This time it's good. 15-13. Dumas has the lead here. 6:30 left in this opening half.
Man-to-man once again for Dumas.
As Tate's going to give it up top to McLean. So far, McLean's been a lot of offense for Mountain Home. He gets up top to Gilbert. Mountain Home being patient as they're setting up screens. 9 on the shot clock. Mountain Home's going to have to go quickly. Is this going to be a high screen and roll? But Gilbert's going to refuse the screen. Shoot the 3. It's going to be no good. Nora's going to come away with the rebound. He gets it to Reddick quickly up top. Reddick going to drive on McLean. Scoop shot up. No good. Gilbert comes away with the rebound on the other side. He's quickly throws a baseball pass to the other end, and it's going to be out of bounds as they're going to say Blaine Tate got a finger on it. Gilbert, I like the aggressive play by Rhett trying to get the ball up the court, but had a height advantage down there, disadvantage as Blaine Tate was going against the taller Dumas player.
Yeah, I think it would have just been better just to kind of slow it up and set the offense up.
Reddick going to set it up top for Dumas. 5:30 left. Mountain Home trailing 15-13. Nora's going to get the top of the key, and he's going to have a wide-open layup, and he's going to miss it. Blaine Tate comes away with the rebound. He's going to try to get it ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to save it out of bounds right in the hands of Jackson Corp. Corp is going to bury the three-pointer. Great hustle by Rhett Gilbert to save the ball before it went out of bounds off the hands of Blaine Tate, and he was able to hit Jackson Corp in stride for the three.
Well, that's the fifth lead change, and as you said, hopefully that'll be the last.
Spratt going to set the ball up. Mountain Home's going to stay back in their zone. He's not even going to trigger, get to with even. He's standing out at the end. Nature's still 8 to shoot on the shot clock. So Mountain Home's doing a good job pushing Spratt out. He's finally going to take the deep three. It's going to roll around no good. Court pulls away with it. Mountain Home back quickly. Tate, he's going to drive. Euro step in the high arcing shot, and Blaine Tate being Blaine Tate. But Dumas back quickly as Reddick tries to make a move on Tate. He falls down. Gilbert comes away with it. Another turnover by Dumas. Mount Holmes quickly as Gilbert gets both feet in the paint. He's going to put the shot up. It's going to miss everything, and the rebound's going to be come away to Spratt, and they are going to call a flop warning. They're going to get Ether Rosa with a flop warning. Mountain Home leading 18-15. Rosa tried to look like he was taking the offensive foul. That's a point. Go ahead, sorry, Matt.
So what's the rule exactly on that? Is it like the first one's a warning and then the next one's technical?
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a point of contention here that they're going to look up for tonight or this year in the basketball.
Okay.
High school basketball. Reddick's going to have it for Dumas on the left wing. Now down under 20 to shoot. They're going to try to feed the ball down inside to Kilgore. Kilgore's going to go up with it. He's going to take the foul from Jackson Corp as he goes up with it. Jackson Corp's second foul, team's third of this quarter. It's going to send Kilgore to the line for Dumas shooting 2.
Marcus Kilgore shooting 2.
Obrowski set to check in here after this free throw attempt. .357 left in this opening half. 18-15 as he misses the first one. Podwowski is going to check in for Court. Mountain Home's got to be smart. Court and Podwowski both have 2 fouls for Mountain Home. Can't afford to pick up that third one. Kilgore, after missing the first, set to on the line for his second one. He gets this one to go. cuts the lead to 2, 18-16. They're 2-7 from the line. 2-7? Yeah. Ooh.
I know that a lot of times that can drive a coach crazy.
Absolutely. You get those free shots, you got to make those count. Mountain Home running a weave offense here. 17 to shoot as Blaine Tate has it up top. Dumas went to this man-to-man. Gilbert's got it in the left wing, and he has his pocket picked. Kilgore takes it from Gilbert. He drives down the middle lane, and they're going to get Blaine Tate as he's trying to guard Kilgore. That's the second on Tate. It's going to be on the floor. Mountain Home with 4. Next foul, we'll send Dumas to the line shooting 2.
I think it might have been a foul. It kind of seemed like they were waiting a little bit to blow the whistle on that.
Baylor Tate going to check in. He's going to come in for his brother, Blaine Tate. Spratt set to inbound it for Dumas. He's going to get into Kilgore, and then get right back to Spratt. Now I'm going to switch to man-to-man here on this defensive possession. Now Spratt's going to sit up top. Both teams have been pretty patient on the offensive side. Reddick going to drive right side against Rosen. He's going to put it up, and it is going to be good.
It's our second tie of the night.
Reddick's got 5 points here in this second quarter. He's come alive. 18-18, 3:03 left. Mountain Home putting the offense in motion. Gilbert going to drive right side. Pull up, 15-footer, short, no good. Rebound, Kilgore comes away with it. Spratt out of there with it quickly. 2:48 left, tie ball game. Low scoring affair here in this opening round of the Atlas Asphalt Tournament. Dumas pretty patient on the offensive side as Baylor Tate, Garden Spratt on the left wing. He's going to get inside to Nora. Nora's going to try to drop it down low to Marshall. It's going to be stolen by Rhett Gilbert. Rhett, the other way. Nice bounce pass. Ethan Rosa, 4-2. Nice pass there by Rhett Gilbert, giving to Ethan Rosa. That's Ethan Rosa's fourth point of the night.
He's made some good contributions on the bench so far tonight.
He's been awesome. He's needed to be with the fouls as they are going to get an offensive foul. Reddick's going to try to drive. Ethan Rose is going to be there, and they're going to give the foul to Billy Reddick. Second foul of the game. First here in the second quarter. Anytime they see you extend that arm, Matt, they're going to call it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mountain Home with the ball, leading 20-18. 2 minutes left here in this opening half. Baylor Tate's going to have it on the left side. Mountain Home in a little bit of foul trouble. You got Jackson Corp, you got Podwalski and Blaine Tate all with 2. Gilbert's going to drive lane, Euro step. Shot's going to go up, all around. It's going to be good.
I tell you what, when he gets down around that basket, it's almost automatic for him.
Yeah, and when he can pull up and hit that little shot, that little 15-footer, it makes it real hard to know if he's going to pull up or go. Dumas going to set it up. Reddick, left wing. He's going to try to drive around Rosa. Rosa does a good job as Reddick puts it up. Podwalski comes away with it. No good. Gilbert, left wing, off the pass from Podwalski. Rolls around, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes off of Dumas as Baylor Tate's in there mixing it up with Kilgore. He's going to knock it off Kilgore. It's going to be Mountain Home's ball. 1:19 left here in this opening half. Mountain Home set to inbound the ball with the lead, 22-18. Ball comes up top to Rosa. Rosa, McClain. Mountain Home trying to set up their offense as Gilbert has it on the left wing. He's going to drive in the paint. He's going to try to put the ball up, and he's going to draw contact, and they're going to send Rhett Gilbert to the line. Foul is going to be on 15, Marcus Kilgore. That's his first, second team foul here. I'm going to send Rhett Gilbert to the line shooting 2.
Rhett Gilbert at the line.
Mountain Home 22-18, kind of a low scoring here. Landon Newton's going to be set to check in. First free throw is going to go up. Gilbert is going to roll around off the front of the iron, drop in. Yeah, I figured Landon would come in for Podwalski. That's what happened. Landon's going to come in, protect Podwalski, keep him from getting his third personal foul here in this opening half.
Yeah, you mentioned the low scoring game. You know, Mountain Home's kind of had a little bit of a mixture of getting their shots to fall in. But I tell you, defense has really looked good tonight.
Yeah, they've done a good job. It's Brett Gilbert's second free throw rolls around, no good. Dumas comes away with the rebound. Isaac Charles checked in during that break for Dumas. Now Mount Home has two sophomores in Baylor Tate and Landon Newton on the floor. Landon on the ball to Spratt right now. Landon's got to stay down, just does a good job defensively, keeping Spratt in front of him. Get the ball up top to Charles. Charles now going to give it to Reddick. Reddick is guarded by Ethan Rosa. He takes the screen from Charles. He's going to step back to three, and it's going to be good. Billy Reddick is going to hit the three, and Dumas is going to call a quick timeout. We're going to take it with them. 23-21, Mountain Home leading here in this opening game of the Atlas Asphalt Tournament. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
We're back here at the Hangars. Mountain Home is leading 23-21 against the Dumas Bobcats. Mountain Home set the inbound the ball. 32 seconds left in this half. Dumas wanting to set up a press here. As Baylor, Tate, and Ryder is going to get the ball. They're going to get it across with ease as they get it to Rhett Gilbert. Mountain Home can hold for the final shot of this half. So if they're smart, they can go into the locker room with a lead here. 15 seconds left as Gilbert's dribbling on the ball out at the MH logo. He's going to set the offense into motion. He's going to drive. He's going to get in the paint. He's going to try to put the shot up, and it is going to be blocked, but they're going to say he's going to take contact. Foul is going to be on number 24, Isaac Charles. That is Charles' first foul, team's third. It's going to send Rhett Gilbert to the line. So far, he's been the only one at the line for Mountain Home. He's one for two.
Yeah, it's struggling from the field, but he's doing a good job getting to the line to, you know, to get his points.
He is. He's doing a good job getting the motion as he makes his first free throw. Had some nice passes and played really good defense. Took some player control fouls and got Mount Home the ball in multiple ways. Stay up. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. Mount Home 25-21. Dumas, Spratt. Half-court shot. Looks good. Just misses. Mount Home's going to take a 25-21 lead into the halftime. Matt, what you got on that?
I'll tell you, it's, you know, we said it's going to be a good balance so far. It's, you know, these two teams really came into this game just, you know, doing well on defense, you know. Kind of struggling on some shots, although number 14, he's really doing well from the arc.
Yeah, Reddick did. He had a great job there in that second quarter. Mount Home leading 25-21. We will be right back shortly with head coach Dale Leonard of the girls, and you're going to be in the Central Heating and Cooling halftime point. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots, to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube at Central Heating and Cooling. Central Heating and Cooling comfort exceeds expectations. Right now, it is Matt's home leading Dumas in this boys matchup here in the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament, 25-21. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Matt's home girls coach, Del Leonard. And Del, and I hope you had a good holiday, and how's the last few days been for your team so far?
Well, I think they got a much needed 3 days off, with their families, just to rest, not just physically but mentally, and I think everybody's ready to go. We had a good walkthrough today, and backing up just a little bit, I hope you and everybody at KTLO and everybody out there listening had a great holiday as well.
Well, getting ready to take on a Rector team that I don't know how familiar you are with them, and what can you tell me about them, though?
Well, Bill Taylor's been coaching for years, and we had a phone conversation in the fall.
Yeah.
And he said he's a veteran coach, and he said they're not terrible by any means. And, at the time talking to him, I didn't know that we would be matched up with them first round. But the way things go with teams that are in the same conference, teams that have already played each other, we ended up playing each other first round. It's more so for me, it's about us. And I absolutely, this is one of my all-time favorite group of kids. But we tend to rise and fall to the level of our competition, and not as much on the offensive end as the defensive end, and that's the thing that the challenge is how can we be defensively tonight and going into these next 3 days before we start conference. And we've got a tough league, and we have a little bit of we got to flip a switch a little bit better defensively every game, and you can't fool them. This is a group that has a high basketball IQ, and they watch film probably more so than any team we've had ever. And sometimes they watch film on an opponent and they develop an opinion, and it's reflected in the way we guard. And I hope that we go out and compete against ourselves more so than any opponent these next 3 days.
Absolutely. And, talk about this tournament. And right now, Brad and I were talking about during the game, We got a great crowd supporting our athletes tonight.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I'm running around like we always do with this tournament, and Brooklyn Mitchell walks in and her eyes are kind of big, and she said, "Oh my gosh!" She goes, "I can't believe how many people are here." And
yeah,
I said, "Well, just wait till tip off, And Mountain Home's a great place. I don't have anything to compare it to, because this is the only place I've ever been. But if there's a community in a school that supports their high school basketball teams and just the overall athletic program better than Mountain Home, then they were doing pretty good.
Absolutely. Well, Del, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Matt. We'll be talking to you, I guess, next couple of days.
You bet.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. That was Matt Tom, girls coach Eller. We're going to take another break, come back, and look over some of our numbers in a moment. It is Mountain Home leading Dumas in this boys' matchup, 25-21. This is the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Yo, Mountain Home, you're crushing it with school and work, but don't let heating and cooling stress you out. Central Heating and Cooling is here to save the day. They've been the local legend since 1965, and they've got your back. With their planned maintenance plan, you get 2 yearly checkups to keep your system running like a boss. And if anything goes wrong, no cap, their techs are just a call away. So why stress out when you can chill? Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Hit them up today, and let's keep your home cozy without the drama.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
And we welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Matt Home leading Dumas in this boys matchup at halftime, 25-21. By the way, one thing I didn't mention yet is that Matt Home will play either Cotter or Green County Tech tomorrow. They're playing over in the junior high gym right now. Right now, Matt Home's leading score is Rhett Gilbert with 10 points. I'm sorry. Ryan McClain with 8 points.
8 points, yeah.
I thought that was a ten. It's actually a six.
Yeah, my ride is not great.
It's okay. Four each for Blaine Tate and Ethan Rosa, and a three for Jackson Corp. Dumas has 10 so far from Raylan Spratt. He's hit a pair of threes so far. Also, Billy Reddick with 8 and Marcus Kilgore with 3. This game has had 5 lead changes and 2 ties so far. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. It is Mountain Home leading at Dumas 25-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
And back at Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies as Mountain Home and Dumas about ready to play the second half of this game. Both teams get some nice second instructions from their coaches before we get started back up.
Good half by Mountain Home. Hey, you'll take a four-point lead here at half. It'll be Mountain Home's ball, I believe, to start this second half. Matt, how was your production on Bomber Sports Network? How was your opening half of that?
I'm not going to lie. I struggle, but
but I thought you did good. It looked fine to me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
will be Mountain Home's ball here to start this second half. We're with the lead 25-21. Mountain Home's got to do a good job of shutting down Spratt and Reddick. They've got 18 of their 21. See what adjustments we make here in the second half on them. Offense, nice backdoor cut already as Corp's going to lose the handle of it, but Ryder McLean's going to put the tip back up. No good. Spratt's going to come away with the miss from McLean, and he is back quickly with it for Dumas. Nice offensive set there for Mountain Home, just not able to come with
it. And that ball went everything but going down through the hoop.
Yeah, it was a good rebound. Spratt's going to take the deep three. It's going to be good. Podwaski comes away with the rebound for Mountain Home. Up top quickly, Rhett Gilbert step in three, roll around, no good. McLean and Podwaski both battle for the rebound. It comes out of their hands, right into the hands of Spratt. He is back quickly with it for Dumas. Still no scoring here as we're about 45 seconds into this third quarter. Reddick's going to take the screen from Nora. He's going to drive. He's going to put the chippy up, no good. Miss it, get his own rebound, and he's going to put it up in good. That's going to be Billy Reddick's 10th point. Puts him into double digits tonight.
You kind of hate that to see him get his own rebound, but get the put back. You didn't want the team to do a little better job, crashing on the boards.
Just on the other end, Ryder McLean's going to blow past his defender. Tayshawn Henderson, he's going to take it in for the left-hand layup. 27-23, 6-30.
Apologize, ladies and gentlemen, a little technical difficulties with Bomber basketball this evening. Currently, the Bombers lead DeMass 27-23. We're looking to get reconnected with Brad Coleman and Matt Sharp. In the meantime, we'll bring you back to the music and bring the game back when we get it online.
I think we should be connected back. Okay. Yeah. So sorry about the technical issue that we had on Class Kids 101.7. We're glad you're joining us here on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. And again, we apologize for all the technical issues we had.
Just a couple scores there. Is Mountain Home has a 29-25 lead. Tayshawn Henderson put a bucket in. Tyler Podwaski did for Mountain Home. Kilgore is going to have the ball in the middle lane. He's going to catch at the free throw line. He's going to drive left side. He's going to take the bump and foul from Tyler Podwaski. That's going to be Podwaski's first of this, the third, and team's first here in this third quarter. Dumas set to inbound the ball with 4:49 left, 29-25. They're going to throw the ball back into the backcourt. They like to do that from underneath the basket so far. Ball's going to go to Spratt on the left side. Ryder McLean with a steal. Left side. Comes up. He's going to put the ball up and in. He turns defense into offense. His fourth point here in this second half.
What a head to play by McLean there.
Yep. Reddick drives, puts the ball up, scoop shot. Good. Billy Reddick's a handful. Mountain Home having problems with this. He answers Riders two with a two of his own. 31-27 Mountain Home leader. Tate drives right side, pulls up, 15 footer. No good. Rebound. Kilgore out quickly with it, taking on left side, misses the layup. Nora comes away with the rebound. He goes up. He's going to take contact. So they're going to get Rhett Gilbert with the foul as Nora comes in. Rebounds the miss by Kilgore. he's going to take the harm, and he's going to go to the line shooting two, where he's 0 for 2 for the night. So we Rhett Gilbert's first foul. Team second here. First free throw is up. It is good by DeShara. One more to go. Trailing. Mountain Home leading 31-28. Norris' second free throw up. It rolls around off the front of the rim and drops. That's the lead of two, 31-29, 4:05 left here in this third quarter. Mountain Home putting the offense into motion. Gilbert, left side. Podwaski going to step into three. Top of the key, it's long, no good. It's going to bounce off the top of the backboard. They say it hits the shot clock, and it's going to be Dumas's ball off the miss. Mountain Home leading 31-29. Showing a little bit of pressure, but now going to drop back in their little zone that they normally play. Reddick has the ball. Him and Spratt, top of the key. Back to Reddick, right wing. Going to drive, spin move. Shoot it. It's going to be way long. Court comes away with a rebound. He tries to throw it ahead to Rhett Gilbert and throws it over his head. It's going to come into the Mountain Home bench. As Court got the rebound, tried to get a little excited. There'll be a turnover on Mountain Home as Dumas is going to inbound the ball. Henderson brings it across the timeline. He's going to get to spread. Dumas is pretty content to set out at the MH and let the offense settle, haven't they been?
Yeah, they're taking their time with their offense.
He did a great job right there. Spratt kicks it down inside to Marcus Kilgore for two. It's his fifth point of the night, first two here in the second half. Tie ball game here with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, our third tie of the evening.
Tate hits Ryder McClain, right wing, and Ryder says, I see your tie, and raise you a three, giving Mountain Home the 34-31 lead with 2:45 left here in this third quarter. Reddick going to drive. So far, it seems like every time Ryder has did something, their offensive player, Billy Reddick, answers. He drives. He's going to take the foul from Blaine Tate.
Yes. No, Dumas is really doing a good job of, you know, driving and either drawing contact or, you know, trying to get the layup.
Yeah, for sure they are, especially Reddick. Reddick is good. And Spratt is going to throw the ball off the backside of Jackson Corp. He's going to get it immediately off of that himself. Corp had his back to him. Mountain Home gets it. Blaine Tate drives the other way. He missed the shot. Dumas gets the rebound. Spratt goes the length of the court, and there's Rhett Gilbert again. Rhett Gilbert is there to draw the player control foul as they're going to get Spratt. They're going to get Spratt on the call. Rhett Gilbert's going to take the charge, and it's going to be Mountain Home's ball, 34-33 lead. We're going to take a break as the timeout has been called. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Right. And we are back here at the hangar. The officials are talking right now. The officials are talking right now. And what they're talking about is, yeah, it was 5 gold on the call. What happened was the official came over and gave 22. Rhett was who took the charge. He gave the offensive foul motion but came in and gave 22, which is Rhett Gilbert. But they resettled it there during that timeout break. Mountain Home got the benefit of the call after the charge. Mountain Home leading 34-33, set the inbound at 2:26 left here in this third quarter.
Five lead changes and three ties so far. I'd say good back and forth battle.
Great back and forth. I don't think the biggest lead's been more than 6, maybe.
No.
Gilbert's going to have the ball left wing. Mountain Home's going to set it in motion. They're going to try to get it to Podwaski. Podwaski kicks it back out top. Ryder McClain, three. No good. Reddick comes away with a rebound. He's back quickly with it for Dumas. Spratt, left wing. Pump fake. Tries to spin move, and they're going to call a walk. Great job on Ryder McClain right there. keeping his feet, keeping Spratt in front of him as he tried to make the spin move. Got called for the travel. Mountain Home benefits from the turnover with 2:05 left here in the third quarter.
Tate. Wish I was able to keep track of the turnovers, but you know, they've done, Mountain Home's done a pretty good job.
They have. I agree with you, Matt. Usually that's my job, and I've got the book tonight. Yeah. So McLean going to get it in the left corner. Kick it out top, right? Rhett Gilbert thinks about the three. Now kicks it down low. Court going to go up with it. He's going to be short on the shot, but there's a reason that he's short. Is they're going to get Tayshawn Henderson coming underneath Court. His first personal foul, team second. Jackson Court going to go to the line for Mountain Home, shooting a pair of free throws. Corp's had a rough night for his standards tonight. Maybe this trip to the free throw line will open up that basket for him. Dumas fans behind us not happy with that call. Court makes the first free throw.
Yeah, you know, again, Matt Holmes overall has struggled from the field, but if you can draw some contact and then get your free throws to fall, that goes a long way.
It does for sure. Corp's second free throw goes up and goes good. It also builds confidence as you get to the 3-point line next time you set it when you see that ball go in the hole. Mountain Home 36-33 lead, 1:38 left in this third quarter. Holmes been in control of the game. I don't know that we've trailed Dumas by more than just the one possession. Once again, Dumas going to keep the ball to MH. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Mount Home has switched to a man-to-man this possession. Reddick against Podwalski. He's going to drive. He's going to try to get his feet in paint, and they're going to get Tyler Podwalski with the push-off. That's going to be Tyler's fourth personal foul.
Personal foul is number 14, Tyler Podwalski. That's his fourth personal foul.
Mount Home still not. It's only fourth foul this quarter. It's going to reset the shot clock with 1:20. Dumas inbounds it. Reddick is going to get undercut as he shoots the three. Blaine Tate going to be the culprit as he comes underneath Reddick. Billy Reddick is going to go to the line. That's going to be Blaine Tate's fourth personal foul. Billy Reddick going to go to the line with a chance to tie this game.
I know that's one thing you hate to see when your opponent gets fouled on the while shooting a three-pointer, although they did miss the first free throw.
Did miss the first free throw. Now I'm trying to sub out here. Looks like Landon Newton and Ethan Rose are going to come in. Got to wait till after the second shot. Cheerleaders down there trying to do their job to make this free throw miss. Unable to make that one miss as he makes the second one. Newton's going to replace Tyler Podwalski. Ethan Rose are going to replace Blaine Tate. Both with four fouls. Got to have them for the fourth quarter. Now number the 2-point lead. Reddick at the line. Third free throw up. It rolls around. No good. Mount Home came away unscathed on that one. Still with a 36-34 lead. 1:10 left here in this third quarter. Gilbert's going to face a trap. He's going to throw it over the top. Dumas in the zone now, and it's a trapping zone as they're going to be the beneficiary of a turnover for Mount Home. Kilgore going to get it. He's going to two-hand flush it down. Marcus Kilgore, two-hand flush it down after the turnover. We have a tie ball game. 50 seconds left. Gilbert drives right side. Gets McLean at the elbow. Ryder's going to bring it out top to Rosa. Rosa, Gilbert, deep three. Rhett Gilbert answers.
We've been waiting for that.
Rhett Gilbert with the big three. Gives Mount Home 39-36 lead as Dumas had tied this game up. 28 seconds left, shot clock off. Dumas going to be content to hold for the last shot here. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Spratt got the ball, the right corner, just dribbling back and forth. 10 seconds left here in this third quarter. 5 seconds, Spratt now put it in motion. Three, he's going to have to pull the deep three. It's going to be no good. It is going to be a flop warning on Spratt. Spratt's going to shoot the three, and he's going to fall down trying to draw the foul, and it's going to be a flop warning. We've seen two of those. We've seen two of those tonight. He missed the shot. Mountain Home came away with the rebound. 39-36, 0.3 seconds left here in this third quarter.
They're trying to figure out whose ball it is, or what are they doing?
It's Mountain Home's ball. Coach over here, Larry Harris, is asking what was the call. He said he tried to draw the foul and flop. 0.3 seconds left. Mountain Home has the ball. Looks like it will be Dumas' ball to start this third quarter. I don't know if you have time to catch and shoot right here. You might with a Oh, as Port tried to tip the ball in. It went off the backboard. No good.
That was a good try.
It was an excellent try. Mountain Home's going to have the lead, though. 39-36 after three quarters of play. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter.